Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
Prescription drug prices are skyrocketing in the United States, influenced significantly by government regulations and greed. Did you know the nation's largest health insurers, Medicare and Medicaid, combined cover 125 million folks? And they can't negotiate pharmaceutical drug prices with manufacturers. Why? Drug makers charge high prices for drugs thanks largely to what's called market exclusivity. That's regulations intended to allow them to recoup the research and development costs for new breakthrough medications. Those two insurance programs cover one out of every three Americans, primarily seniors and those less fortunate. But under federal law, Medicare and Medicaid must pay whatever price the drug makers charge. Ludicrous. Congress should reconsider allowing Medicare and Medicaid to negotiate drug prices rather than forcing the programs to pay whatever gouging pharmaceutical manufacturers demand. Did you know each person in the United States pays more than $850 annually on prescription drugs, compared with an average of only $400 per person across 19 other industrialized nations? Prescription medications now comprise an estimated 17% of overall U.S. healthcare expenses, according to a newly published report by the AMA. Public outrage over drug price gouging has made headlines in recent years, one being the EpiPen drug price increase, in which the cost of an EpiPen went from about $57 in 2007 to more than $500 today. That's an unconscionable increase for those who critically need this necessity to avoid extreme allergic reactions that can potentially cause death. Now, I personally take Januvia for type 2 diabetes, and I'm on Medicare. A 90-day supply of 100 milligram Januvia has increased in price as a Medicare recipient in only 6 months from $135. Now, that's from my part in June to $471 in December, an increase of 348% in 6 months. To the detriment of those needing these now exorbitantly priced drugs, insurance companies have also started placing more high-dollar drugs onto higher tiers of their medication coverage, and that requires a larger copay for each prescription. The sad fact is, the higher the cost of the medication, the fewer folks can take a proper medication dosage to regain or maintain wellness, because people just can't afford to take needed prescribed medicines. The United States is in a crisis mode for its citizens, particularly the seniors, with regard to pharmaceutical prices. Let us hope the new administration will allow negotiations on pricing and revamp exclusivity laws to allow both manufacturer and patient fairness.
Dollars are precious. You want to try something before you buy, and none of those shipping and handling add-on gimmicks, please. NSC wants you to have a free sample pack of NSC 100 Ammunition Extra Strength Glucan, a $15 value, absolutely free, with zero shipping and handling. NSC Ammunition Extra Strength Glucan is a potent nutritional immune booster, no prescription needed. The call is free, too. Help your body help you by calling 888-541-3997 or at NSC24.com. Remember, for the latest health news and product specials, join us at NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The information you need to know about your health challenges is waiting for you in one or more of my 200-plus health commentaries. Those are at NSC24.com. I can need significant care 24 hours a day. Thanks for joining us weekday, same time, same place. Go in good faith, and remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can.